Two speaker cards for anything that's not on the agenda today. I will call these in order. Mr. Chuck Ciancio. Yes, sir.
Chuck Ciancio, Cutton resident, Eureka resident. I sent you a letter regarding NTMPs. That's my subject, and I understand in August you're going to make a decision regarding the waiver situation. You can look at the letter. I think it explains, it's self-explanatory, and I just want to tell you right now some things. I woke up this morning. I kind of think in the morning before I wake up for some reason. And after some refinement, I give you a handout. Some landowners have ripped and snorted across the land and created animosities against timber harvesting. However, with all the currently historically proven, peer-reviewed science, site-specific facts available from field experienced folks showing insignificant to no impacts to beneficial uses of water, why is there the continued cumulative regulatory animosity by regulators and protectionists against timber harvesting? In my letter, you'll see we're going through a general plan process. You have a coho recovery process. You have the CDF, all kinds of regulations, fish and game. They're just regulations all over the place. And in my discussions with regulatory folks, came up the question, should regulatory power be used, even if it's unjustifiably stopping a lot of good from happening? Now, going on 50 years as a forester dealing with rural landowners and rural issues, I see a lot of things happening that are stopping diversity, fulfilling many species needs, and I could give you a whole long list of that, retention of open space ownership, healthy rural communities, and fulfilling many needs in this country just because it's legally, you can legally do it. So I'll leave you with this thought. It's time to get real and let the real world override special interest thinking. Some of you folks have a water quality goal, and I think you're pushing too hard on that. Continual cumulative effort to stop timber harvesting on private lands is working in California. If the goal is to hinder economical timber harvesting in California and to increase the wood imported into California from the current 80% number. So I'll just leave you with that food for thought, and I hope in August you'll take a hard look at what you're doing with the timber owners and non-industrial timber harvest plans and harvest plans that are doing the right thing. I think you folks are you're kind of on the wrong track, but thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. Our second speaker card for Craig Benson.
Good morning, Board. I appreciate the opportunity to speak before you today. My name is Craig Benson. I'm the Watershed Program Manager with the Redwood Community Action Agency. And through a Department of Conservation Watershed Coordinator grant, I am the co-coordinator of the Humboldt Bay and Mad River watersheds for the next couple of years. Back in September, you gave me the opportunity to come and present to you in detail the Mad River watershed assessment, the Mad River TMDL compliance plan, and in less detail, the Mad River TMDL compliance monitoring plan. So taken together, these three documents added to the sediment source analysis and the TMDL document set forth by the EPA is an incredibly powerful set of tools. And we thank you for the grant funds to get together landowners in nine categories of land use in that watershed and really come up with a proactive landowner-based strategy. And I know that I've submitted these documents to you folks, and you're now in a period of discernment about how to use these particular tools. And, you know, for once, the carrot has worked here as opposed to the stick. And, you know, the landowners are I think, feel empowered by this process. However, we're way ahead of you, and we're hoping that you can catch up. It's been 6 months since we submitted these to you. And you know, the devil is in the details. This is a kind of a document, since it covers nine categories of land use, that it's a fairly unique document. And how to work that into a waiver program, the devil is certainly in the details. And so I have a second request for you beyond adoption of these documents as a tool. It's also to to dedicate a staff person, whether that's Matt St. John or somebody else, to really work with us rather than just have the board review these and figure out how to use them, have that be more of a conversation with the Mad River Stakeholder Advisory Group, which includes folks from, you know, from all throughout the watershed and all categories of land use. So that's sort of the request today is that we get into more of a conversation mode with the regional board about how to use this document, and that be more didactic. And I wanted just to add that time is of the essence. You know, I've done a pretty good job of keeping a group together for 3 years to get this work done. But as you know, working with landowners who have many other masters, it's like herding cats. And so time is of the essence. If you know, keeping this momentum going, it would be good to move this thing forward as quick as possible. And last note is I submitted a grant to the board to build a monitoring station to really look at a long-term and permanent way of monitoring whether the TMDL is actually working, as well as doing pilot projects in these nine categories of land use. And it was a pre-proposal, and I wasn't even asked for a second proposal. So it comes to mind that certainly, you know, one hand in the board may not know what the other is doing. And I know that this set of tools is still under consideration, but, you know, we're doing everything we can from the landowner's perspective to give this waiver a chance on a silver platter, presenting this stuff to you, and also looking at a way to monitor it and implement it. So just I wanted to put it back on your radar this morning as a certainly a high priority to us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Craig. Any questions? Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. I have no other speaker cards for public forum. Moving on, then, the approval of the minutes from the January 19th meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the approval.